You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. News from Beijing this week that China's President Xi is open to reducing the 25% tariffs on foreign-made cars, trucks, and SUVs, and open to full foreign ownership of auto companies in China. Sounds like a big deal, but is it? Detroit News business columnist Daniel House is with us now. Daniel, you described this in today's column as the art of the deal meets the Chinese way. Certainly, President Trump is taking bows for this, saying it's all due to his tough trade stance against China. Is this worth a lot of high-fiving from Team Trump?
Let me ask you this. Do you think they would be doing this out of the goodness of their hearts? I don't think so. I think, look, there's a couple of things going on here. One is the Chinese auto industry is maturing very, very quickly. They've learned a lot from their foreign partners. Just this year at the Detroit Auto Show, you had a Chinese manufacturer announce that they're going to be bringing a 7-seat SUV to the U.S. market by the end of this year.
Yeah.
And then saying, basically, if we get over 100,000 units of sales, we're going to build a plant in the United States. I mean, I think they understand how the game is played. You know, and dropping tariffs on foreign imported cars is kind of like Xi Jinping giving Trump the sleeves of his vest. It's really kind of a nothing. General Motors made 4 million cars in China last year. Do you know how many cars they imported from the United States?
How many?
200 Chevy Camaros.
Wow.
200.
Okay.
It really is something that is kind of a distinction without a difference, insofar particularly as the Americans are concerned. Germans are a little different. They are importing more vehicles into China from plants outside the country. But the Americans, led by General Motors, are doing almost all of their production in the country, and I don't think they expect that to change. They have successful partnerships, and I think they want to continue those partnerships as they exist.
So what about this open to full foreign ownership of auto companies in China? I think of your phrase in your column, these are not passive players content to forever play second banana to the big boys and girls from Germany, Japan, and the United States. So who's zooming who here?
That's a great question. I mean, is a General Motors more likely to acquire the 50% ownership in their joint venture with SAIC? Possible. Or is SAIC, would they be looking to acquire, I don't know, General Motors?
Mm.
I mean, look, the Chinese have got a lot of money. They're very aggressive. They're very different than the Japanese when the Japanese came into the United States to a very patient, build the brand, expand, get a little pressure about trade, start to build plants in the United States. Now they are major players in the U.S. manufacturing of automobiles.
Case in point, Honda, Toyota, I'm thinking of the plants. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Chinese are different. The Chinese are acquiring their way into the big leagues. In 2010, Geely bought Volvo from Ford Motor Company. Ford owned it for, I don't know, a decade or so. Mm-hmm. I have to go back and look at it, but about a decade. And under Chinese ownership, Volvo has really blossomed. The same major shareholder in Geely has just taken a 9.7% stake in Daimler, the parent of Mercedes-Benz, shocking the Germans. So now one of the premier German companies, not just automakers, but companies in what's called Deutschland AG, its largest shareholder is a Chinese auto company. They are aggressive, on the move, and they're very willing to buy their way into the big leagues as opposed to, say, the Japanese or the South Koreans who have taken a much more methodical, patient approach.
And U.S. car makers have been on radio silence about these announcements. What does that tell us?
I think it tells you a couple things. One is they will do anything they can not to get crossways with the administration. There's a lot of important policy things that affect them before the administration, fuel economy being one of them. Obviously, some of the other trade issues like NAFTA, they don't really want to get crossways with them. Two, they don't want to offend their Chinese partners. These are partnerships that they've spent a lot of time and money building. And for a company like General Motors, which is second only to Volkswagen among foreign players in China, China is a very, very important market. You could make the argument that the two most or only important markets for General Motors are the United States and China. They've gotten out of Europe, as your listeners know.
Yes.
And so this is, it's kind of a binary play for them. So anything that rocks the boat over there is not beneficial to General Motors. And I think what you're going to see, they're going to sit back and watch and see how this thing develops, because they know that there's a real high stakes game of, as I said, trans-Pacific belly bumping going on here between President Xi and President Trump.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel House. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.